This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dave Norris is the mayor of the city of Charlottesville, and he joins me live in studio. How are you, sir? Happy Monday.
Good. Men without hats. That's
you
a
like that?
Blast from the past.
There it is.
Yeah, yeah.
What were you doing when this was on the radio?
I was dancing or something. I don't know.
You were a man dancing without a hat. Hey, so how was your holidays?
You know,
was
it good? It flew by.
Can't just believe it's over. Enough.
It's over.
And yeah, it's 2009
kids
already.
Are back in school, 2009.
Amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
It really feels like it just turned 2000, like we just had the Y2K thing.
I know. It's crazy.
I mean, we must be getting old because that 9 years right there seems like a long weekend.
A real long weekend, yeah. But it's been a good decade, so.
Yeah. I really can't believe we're back to work, but here we are.
I'm liking your new goatee, too. I think you
like
should keep
that?
It. I
this
think
is my holiday
it.
Goatee.
I
grow
keep
a goatee
it,
every right? every Christmas the past
like
few
it.
Years.
Like
yeah.
Yeah.
Over the holidays, I just say, I'm not going to shave.
Right.
There you go. Well, and you have the full beard working.
Yeah. I'm just lazy. There's no style into it. It's just laziness.
I was talking at the top of the show about Facebook. I'm a newbie. I just joined a couple of days ago, and you're one of my Facebook friends.
I am. I'm honored to be one of your Facebook friends.
Well, I'm honored to be your Facebook friend.
I just joined like 2 weeks ago, and everybody I know apparently is out there on Facebook. So
it's amazing, isn't it, Dave, how you just get deluged with these people who are like, hey, how you doing?
And right.
I sincerely, there's people I haven't talked to in 20, 30 years.
Yeah, well, particularly now that you've announced it on air, you're going to get flooded with everybody ask Coy to be your Facebook friend. And then people write about the most random things, you know, that like I'm, you know, so-and-so is waiting in line at the grocery store, or so-and-so is...
Because you can post on your little Facebook page what you're doing at that very moment.
And some people do, every moment.
Yeah, like, I'm eating carrots.
I'm eating carrots. That's an actual one. That is an actual one. Right.
Speaking of eating carrots, and this is no segue at all, but the Meadow Creek Parkway.
Yeah, that was brilliant, Coy.
You like that segue? The recent news that Forrest Marshall, a former member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, a former well-known pharmacist in town, is suggesting and requesting and lobbying that the Meadow Creek Parkway be rechristened the John Warner Memorial Parkway?
Well, he's not dead yet, so it would
be just John Warner Parkway.
Parkway, right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've read your comments. You reacted to that online and posted a comment on a website somewhere and shared your thoughts on it. Would you like to share your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I basically said it's really up to the people that support the road to decide what to name the road. I mean, it would be sort of disingenuous for me to get involved in a debate about what a road should be named when I don't support the road itself. So,
naming a road that you don't want to see built.
Naming a road that I don't want to see built. So I'm going to leave that to the elected officials that support the road right now. There's a unanimous county board of supervisors and a majority on city council that support that road, and I'll leave it to them to decide whether Mr. Marshall's recommendation is a good one. So.
And you are in a long tradition now, a 30-year tradition of minority city council members in Charlottesville.
It's a glass ceiling. We haven't quite broken through it. Yeah.
Who opposed this road.
Right.
There's always been a very vociferous and strong minority in council.
Minority, keyword being minority.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we never...
There's always been that extra one vote that got it sort of pushed along. Like, I remember when Blake Caravati ran for city council.
Yeah.
I stood there as a young reporter and said yes or no in the parkway. He said absolutely not.
Right.
And then he got on there and said, sure, let's build it. Why not?
Right. Well, I remember even at the Democratic nominating convention when Alexandria Searles was nominated along with, with Blake. And this is the year that Rob won, when Rob Schilling won.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember when she got the nomination, of course, the Democrats at the time were assured that whoever got the Democratic nomination would win the general election, right?
Yeah,
and
well, Charlottesville.
And so, and she was a staunch anti-Parkway person, and she would have made a 3-vote majority on city council
for the first time ever.
And all the anti-Parkway people were gleeful. And then it turns out that everybody was so complacent, and Rob eked out a victory, you know, and kept that Parkway majority in place. So
there you go, and pushed it along for a few more years.
That's right.
So you have no opinion about whether it be renamed, and we should say, I should point out, having written the history of this road, that originally it was called McIntyre Road Extended when it was first proposed in 1967.
And
it is McIntyre Road.
Technically, the city portion of the road will be called, or is currently called, McIntyre Road Extended. And then once it gets past Melbourne Road and goes north into the county, that's where it becomes the Meadow Creek Parkway.
Okay.
This is all for the purposes of
interesting
project, you know, management, whatever.
It wasn't called the Meadow Creek Parkway until the early 80s, and that was in reaction to the fact that so many people were against it. The supporters were trying to sort of spruce it up a little bit,
right,
and give it a different name. And right. So it's not McIntyre Road Extended. It's the
Meadow Creek Parkway. Right.
This is a beautiful road. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be so pretty.
Right. Nice scenic crunchy drive.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And still, it's still a contentious issue. It still is. And after it's built, it will probably still be contentious.
Well, and I suspect there will be legal action taken against the road before, to try to stop it. You know, these things tend to drag on forever.
And from what I've heard, there really is a case against it, you know.
Well, you know, I have to kind of stay out of it. But I think there's, you know, compelling arguments to be made that, you know, maybe there are some. You know, the one big issue with the road is that, going back to the naming issue, is they've broken it up into three segments. The project has been broken up into three segments to avoid having to do a federal environmental review of the whole project. And
right.
This is sort of getting into legalese, but because if there's any federal money attached to a road through a park, you have to do this thorough environmental review. So they took the interchange and separated out programmatically from the rest of the road.
Yeah.
The interchange has federal money attached to it. So they had to do an environmental impact on the interchange, but the rest of the road, they didn't have to do an environmental impact on. And some of the people who are opposed to the parkway said all along that that's legally questionable.
Yeah.
Sounds
like a shell game to me.
Well, that's their argument, you know, and so we'll see if the courts
I'm not building a house. I'm going to put a door here and then I might build a wall around it.
Right,
and
right.
And I might put some windows in the wall, but right. I'm not building a house.
No, it's not a house.
No, and I might decide to put a roof over my door and windows and wall, but it's not a house.
Right, right. Yeah.
We're talking with Dave Norris, the mayor of the city of Charlottesville. Dave, we've talked about Meadow Creek Parkway, but I did want to ask you about poverty and housing.
Right.
And I know this is a subject that you work on, you spend quite a bit of time on as the mayor of Charlottesville, and also in your private life, working
right.
with Pochum,
right.
you deal with that every day and every night,
mm-hmm.
With people who are literally on the front line of struggling with these issues.
Right.
One out of four people in Charlottesville live in poverty.
Right.
And that's a generous definition, you know. You could probably include a lot more people who are close to poverty.
Well, even if you're living at twice the poverty line, you're still struggling to get by in the city of Charlottesville, the cost of living being what it is and the cost of housing being what it is. And so we have a lot of people that are having to make very difficult decisions, having to work multiple jobs to afford to live here and having to settle for substandard, overcrowded housing, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, right. So what is the role of government, though, for folks out there who think that government should just, you know, make roads, run schools,
right,
and then
right.
go home and not bother me? Is there a role for government to play in addressing some of these issues?
Well, I think the key here, Coy, is really to move beyond some of the old sort of left-right arguments, you know, but the answer isn't to give a bunch of handouts and freebies, and the answer also isn't to just leave people to the whims of the marketplace. And I think the answer is let's you know, proceed in a new direction, which is let's invest in people's skills, starting from a young age. Make sure that we're getting kids to graduate from high school. That alone would be a huge step forward, because we have 5,000 adults in the city of Charlottesville alone, which only has a population of 41,000 people, 5,000 adults who do not have a high school diploma. People dropped out of high school.
5,000.
And
wow,
I didn't know
that was that high.
This is our, I don't want to say permanent underclass, but this is when you don't have a high school diploma, it's very hard to get ahead.
Yeah.
And so one of the first things we have to do is just make sure that we're reaching kids and preventing kids from falling through the cracks, dropping out of school, but also investing in workforce development and job skills training for people who are currently either stuck in dead-end jobs or unemployed, to be able to help people build their skills so that they can work. I mean, the answer isn't necessarily a government handout program. The answer is a good job, you know. And so let's make sure we have a growing economy. Let's make sure that we're getting people the skills they need to survive in that economy and to climb the economic ladder. It's not a left-wing answer or a right-wing answer, but that, I think, is the smartest
way. But government can do a lot to create an environment that's going to appeal to a broad range of businesses that would want to set up shop here.
And create those jobs.
And create those entry-level jobs and those type of jobs where you can move up.
Right.
Because I know for a fact that we've interviewed folks at UVA, for example, who they have all these programs in place to try to get people who are at the low-paying jobs to get the training and skills they need so that they can move up and get better-paying jobs.
And UVA has really made big steps in that regard in the last, even the last two or three years, and I really commend them for that. I've been on their case for years about, you know, wages over there, but they really have stepped up on the workforce development side. And as you said, let's figure out how to help people climb the ladder so they don't get stuck in these dead-end jobs. I had a woman stop me. I tell this story often, but the woman who stopped me at, I was walking through Newcomb Hall, I guess about a year ago now, and she pulled me aside. She says, "You don't know who I am, but I've seen you on TV. I know who you are." She says, "You know, I've been working here at UVA for, I think she said 20 years, and she still makes about $10 an hour, you know, working in the cafeteria after 20 years. And she says, "And it's really hard for me to get by. I'm raising a daughter, and I just don't know what I'm going to do anymore, you know, because the cost of housing is so high and you know, and that's the people we need to think about. It shouldn't, you know, somebody shouldn't work for 20 years in the same job and still get paid $10 an hour. And we need to provide opportunities for people to climb the ladder. And
at the end of the day, though, it's going to be their responsibility to take advantage of the opportunities you present them.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so I'm just not sure we're doing enough right now to provide those opportunities. And but I think this is the year, you know, council sort of agreed that workforce development needs to be a priority. We've had a series of meetings now talking about poverty in Charlottesville, talking about workforce development. It's on the agenda again tonight. This is the year, I think, where a lot of this is going to come together. But, you know, where it really, where we have a tremendous opportunity is when you look at the fact that over the next 10, 20 years, between the city of Charlottesville and our regional partners with the county and our regional authorities, we're going to be investing hundreds of millions of dollars to upgrade our infrastructure between the water supply plan, sewers, roads, transit, parks and rec facilities, schools, you name it. A lot of economic investment that is going to be happening here. And why not make sure that our residents, our local residents, and our local small businesses, contractors, are prepared and in line and ready to go to take advantage of the jobs and the business opportunities that are going to be created by our own investment, and recycle those dollars locally and provide the kind of jobs and the skill training that people need to succeed. So.
We're talking with Dave Norris, the mayor of the city of Charlottesville. Honored to have him live in studio. This is Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA. Dave, the budget process is coming up. Explain that to us. How does it work, and what's the time frame?
Well, you know, it's interestingly enough, we actually started it a few months ago internally, in terms of the city manager getting together with his lead staff and talking about needs for the coming year and asking each of the departments in the city to come up with a draft budget. We have basically told our city departments, don't expect a whole lot of new money this year. Make do with less, or at best, even. We're having to freeze some positions. We're not going to be able to take on any real bold new initiatives this coming year in terms of high-cost initiatives. The good news, though, is that unlike many, if not most, Virginia localities, I'm very pleased to say that the city of Charlottesville is not going to have to make any significant cuts in services to our residents, and we're not going to have to increase our property tax rate. And I don't know many Virginia localities that can say during these economic times that they're not going to have to do one or both of those things. And so I'm very proud of that fact. But it's not going to be the kind of year where we can say, you know, we're going to spend X millions of dollars on this brand new initiative. It's just not going
to
happen.
And things like the improvements to the downtown mall, that's money that was already in the budget.
That was already in the budget. In fact, that was money that was spread across four or five budget years.
Aside.
Right,
yeah.
And we ended up front loading the rest of it because the business community said, we don't want this project to last for 4 or 5 years. We want you to do it all at once. And so we front loaded it. So we're still going to be able to do some capital improvement projects, but that's where the cuts are really going to be made cuts and deferrals as some of these infrastructure projects we're going to have to put off for a year or two. But in terms of basic services, we knock on wood, we won't have to make any substantial cuts.
So. Yeah. We're talking with Mayor Dave Norris of the city of Charlottesville. And this is a tough time of year. I was reading a story where the United Way in the Valley, I think in Augusta County, is 30% off their fundraising. And,
is that right?
It's a time when, you know, people need more services because they're losing jobs and businesses are closing. And yet the nonprofits, which oftentimes offer those services, are raising less money.
You know, it's the perfect storm. And, you know, I run a nonprofit, so I'm very familiar with that dynamic. With Pacham, you know, we certainly see a lot of need for our services in terms of people who are homeless. And it's a different kind of homelessness this year than we've seen in recent years, where we do see more sort of economically displaced homeless versus people that may have a mental health issue or an addiction of some sort. We still have some folks, who are needing our services for those reasons. But as you say, at the same time, because the economy is struggling, people are less apt to give. That's hurting a lot of nonprofits. So please give to your favorite nonprofit.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we let you go, housing in the city of Charlottesville, how does that look in 2009? Is it?
Well, I guess it's a good news, bad news situation. You know, the downturn in the real estate market has meant that, at least for some people, they've been able to afford a home who may not in recent years have been able to afford a home. The housing values have softened. They're not going to decline precipitously in the city, at least.
Yeah.
But they've
softened. Great time to be a first-time home buyer, as long as you have the credit.
As long as you have the credit. But we're still not seeing homes that are sort of in the starter home range, even 7-8 years ago, you could easily find houses under $100,000 for a sale. We're not going to have that anytime soon. But the challenge continues to be, particularly on the rental side, people that are working those $10 an hour jobs, $8, $9 an hour jobs, very difficult to find housing they can afford in the city. And, we're continuing to chip away at it. So.
Dave Norris is the mayor of the city of Charlottesville. Y'all have a meeting tonight, don't you?
We do.
There you go.
And tomorrow I'm going up to see Mr. Periello sworn into Congress.
So are you? Is it tomorrow when they do that?
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Very exciting. That is exciting. Thank you, Dave, very much.
Thank you, Coy. Always a pleasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.